Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. We're glad to have you with us. Hopefully you had a fantastic deer opener this last weekend, and we are here to talk about that. We're here to talk about a lot of other stuff, including a special big walleye came out of South Dakota. That and more when we return.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
How's it going, Ava?
Really good. It's been a great start to the deer season.
Nice. Yeah. I'd like to hear that.
Good Don? Weather, warm.
Yeah. Don, you?
Yeah, I had a, last weekend it was, weather was quite nice, considering opening. A little chilly in the morning. It was like 25 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Perfect for walking in.
Yep. And, I think it warmed up and low 50s, maybe.
I know.
High 40s, low 50s, something like
no
that.
No complaints so about that from my, hard, my standpoint.
Hard to argue with that. Wind was low. Wind was out of the right direction.
Light, a very, very, very light wind.
Very light. 3 mile an hour, I think is what
it was. In the morning it wasn't. It picked up in the afternoon.
Not really. Not where I was at.
Yeah, down here it did.
Anyway, my issue was I never saw a deer. And you know, I think I have. I think I understand it because I've got trail cams, and off my area. And actually, I have it. My trail cam is 160 yards out in front of me, shooting back at me, so right at my blind. And we'd been seeing a lot of activity.
Now, is this a ground blind?
No, this is an elevated. I'm probably 12, 14 feet off the off the deck, but I'm fairly close to a gravel road, maybe 100 yards from a gravel road, and it's all woods between me and the road. But there was so much traffic on it last weekend. You know, there's still farmers taking corn out of fields, tractors going by, combines, and I'm going, you know what? They vacated the area. So where I was seeing a lot of activity in the evening hours, it didn't happen until the next day in the early morning hours, which I wasn't sitting there at the time. But my trail cam said I would have had an opportunity. You know what I did see, though? It was kind of funny. I'm sitting there, I'm looking out there, and nothing's happening. I mean, other than watching, the birds, the squirrels, you know how that is?
Well, the squirrel thing, let's talk about that for a second. One of the most irritating things in the world. Okay, so if you're listening, how many people out there have had a squirrel give you the complete, freak out, thinking you got the big buck coming in? I know I have multiple times.
Well, I don't know how they do that, but it sounds like deer walking.
I don't know how they
crunch,
do it.
Crunch. And I'm going, it's got to be.
And then when they're doing something in the, faster, it sounds exactly like a deer's running in the woods, and I'm thinking, you don't want to turn too quickly, and you're turning slowly, and you're like, I'm gonna be handcuffed because this is off to my right, and I shoot right-handed, and then and it's a stupid squirrel.
Now I had two things happen during that first day. I was in the blind. I'm walking out to the blind. It's very early, and
dark 30.
Yeah, and I hear noise in the woods, and I turn. I have a headlamp on, and I turn, and I see three sets of eyes right behind my stand. I'm going, oh my gosh, they bedded down right behind me. But I didn't hear them take off. I mean, they have the ability to move, and it had to have been three deer. So I got up in my stand. I just tried to be quiet, and I didn't hear anything moving around. I didn't hear them run off, but I did not see them all day. But then at midday, beautiful day, if you recall, I'm looking out 160 yards, and I see what I think is a turkey coming through the tall grass.
Yeah.
And so I get my binoculars up, and I look, and I go, are you kidding me? That is the biggest rooster
what?
I have ever seen. It looked like a small turkey.
Did you have the 24/10 thing going on where you take a bird?
No, no, I did not. No, it was 160 yards away where it came through the grass. But that's why I'm looking out there, and it looks so big at that distance. And I got
that's
my binoculars
amazing.
Up, and I went, oh, my goodness, that's a rooster. So, evidently. And then later on that day, one of the gentlemen I was hunting with, he got himself a buck, and it was after dark.
When you were actually chasing it, yeah.
Well, it was he actually had shot it in daylight and had retrieved it up in
right.
the farmyard, and so I went up to help him
field
dress it, and we got all done. I mean, it's like 8 o'clock at night now.
Yeah.
And my goodness, the coyotes, I have never heard so many coyotes in my life. I mean, it was almost eerie, and they were all around. So I don't know if they were finding dinner out there or what, but.
So, Ava, apparently you had a little bit more success, not necessarily shooting, but what's your story?
Yeah, so I got to go and sit last night, and the funny thing is so I just got back from a surprise 90th birthday party for my husband's grandma. We were down in La Crosse. We're getting back at a decent time, like can be in the stand by 3. And we're like, well, let's go. And so I've got hairspray, makeup on, and I'm getting ready to go sit in the stand.
You need
and
to
be
look
stinky.
Good for those deer, you know.
Yeah, you know. I had one of the most fun hunts I've ever had just because, so we're being very picky this year with
selective.
The deer. Right. We're going for the antlers, not necessarily the meat. So we know there's big deer out there, and if it's not a monster, I'm not going to shoot it. So from about 4 o'clock on until dark, I had does hanging around, which is perfect, you know, bringing in the bucks. About every hour, a new buck would show up.
But little forks and
well, so there was one spike, and he was fun because he was grunting at him and stuff, being silly. And then there was just a little guy, and then a decent, he was pretty tall, but he didn't come outside the ears. And
oh,
I'd say
sure.
he was an 8-point.
Spike.
Yeah. So I just had my gun up the whole time because it's like, well, every time I turn around, a new buck is showing up. So, but if I wasn't so selective, that decent tall one, like he stood there at 30 yards broadside, giving
oh, really?
Me perfect shots for 20 minutes. I'm like, you are so lucky
yeah.
that I'm being selective. So we had a lot of fun. Well, I had a lot of fun.
Sure.
I had a great time on Saturday. I went out and did some prop testing and went out and caught a bunch of walleyes on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh,
I literally had 45 fish on Sunday, 45 fish caught and released in 2 hours.
Dude.
Well, you know what they say.
No. What do they say?
When those guys pick up the guns, might be some of the best times to go pick up the rod.
There was more people in the river this weekend than I saw in the last 3 weekends.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's scary. We'll be right back. More Valley Outdoors. Hang in there.